Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, with my co-host, Kirsten Milliken. Kirsten, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Having a great day. How about you?
I'm doing all right. We've got a great show tonight. We've got Cheryl Greenfield in the house, and the topic tonight is ADHD moms at home, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not to insinuate that anybody is ugly, but the situation can kind of get ugly. And today I'm really excited about this show because the idea here is to air some of the realities of the way things sometimes really are for some moms out there. Before we do that, real quickly, tonight is December the 19th in the year 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real quickly, some announcements. If you haven't tuned in to Attention Talk Video, you should. It's real easy. Just go to attentiontalkvideo.com. We have basically a talk show on YouTube, but we interview a host of experts in the field of ADHD on a weekly basis. And also, Kirsten is kind of heading up Attention Talk News. If you just go to attentiontalknews.com, you can go there and sign up for our newsletter that's chock full of information about video shows, our radio shows, and Kirsten, you do a pretty good job getting some guest writers in, right?
I think I do a decent job with it. We're always looking for more, though, so if anybody out there has an interest in participating, contributing something, please do get in contact with us at attention and attentiontalkradio.com.
And we also have some fun stuff in the newsletter. She has some brain teasers. So it's multifaceted. There's print, there's audio, there's video. There's a little something for everybody in there. So all the stuff you can find, you can get updated information on Attention Talk Radio, Attention Talk Video, and Attention Talk News at our Facebook page, which right now is facebook.com/Attention Talk Radio. We're going to try to switch that to Attention Talk Network at some time in the future since all this is under the same umbrella. So enough of that stuff right now. Let's get into the meat of the show. Kirsten, can you invite our guest? I mean, introduce our guest.
I think you invited her, but Cheryl Greenfield is a wonderful woman. So she is a private ADHD coach, and her practice is called Focus on New Beginnings. She's on the local board of the Chester County Mainline CHAD organization, and she chairs the Novotny Scholarship Fund for ADA, and is a member of ACO, ACCA, and CHAD. And her story's also been featured on the ADHD Heroes webpage, which is a really interesting webpage about where people can contribute their stories about what they've experienced with ADHD. Cheryl is actually somebody I met last year at the ACO conference, and I was fortunate enough to interview her for Attention Talk Radio because she does listen to the show. And this year I got to catch up with her at CHAD, and we talked a little bit. And Cheryl didn't even know that she had ADHD until her now grown son, when he was 7, was diagnosed. And she went through a lot of those struggles that moms can go through just on their own. But then when you add ADHD in your child and in yourself, it can lead to a lot of challenges, sometimes a lot of fun as well. But she has quite an interesting story and some really interesting talents and background to share with us tonight. So, Cheryl, I'm glad that you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I want to kind of frame this out a little bit for everybody because I've wanted to do a show like this for a long time. Of course, I say that so often, but there's so many things I want to do. Sometimes you have to find the right person, and you might be saying, I've got Cheryl, who's a coach. Yeah, she's a coach, but she's a mom. But I have to tell you, I've had three people who I've talked about doing this show with, and each time they felt uncomfortable coming on because they either didn't want to talk about it, was anonymous, or one individual I think had some great stories but just didn't feel like kind of revealing them. And the cool thing about Cheryl is we had a conversation with her not too long ago, and she was sharing some of the real-life situations that she knows all too well and she deals in the field. So while she has some experience as a coach and does work in that stuff, most of her life has been spent authentically as a mom, and I think that she's in a real good position to really kind of share some of what real life is like to have ADHD. So, Cheryl, I'm kind of I'm kind of anxious to do this. So I guess to begin, can you just kind of, like at a high level right now, just kind of talk about what it's like to be a stay-at-home mom with ADHD?
It's not easy. It's very overwhelming. It's not easy. And, you know, let me just tell you right now, I don't have anybody at home. So it's real easy now. But it was really a struggle for me. Really struggle, and not knowing about how my ADHD showed up, you know, what was wrong with me, why I was so overwhelmed all the time, disorganized, why I screamed a lot, when in fact, you know, on the outside everything looked great. It was a struggle. It was a lot of energy to put that mask on every day and pretend everything was all right when it really wasn't.
Now, when were you diagnosed with ADD?
Well, I really, you know, officially I wasn't diagnosed, to be honest with you. But I always knew something was wrong with me. And that the fact that, you know, when Josh, who's 27 now, was diagnosed, I knew. It was like, I knew that, you know, it was like, here we go, I have that. That's what I have. So, yeah, probably I was in my 30s.
Okay.
My 30s.
And so in that range, I mean, the kids were kind of going through. So you said it's not easy. What is it about ADHD that makes it more difficult, you think?
Well, first of all, not knowing, you know, even knowing that I had it, you know, till I really honestly got educated about how it showed up for me, it didn't even matter. So I was pretty clueless to I had it, I took meds, but I didn't, you know why I did what I did or why I couldn't do what I, you know, thought I should be doing. So I was always overwhelmed. Always. I couldn't get myself organized. Everything took so long. It was hard, really, being with my, you know, and at the time it was just distracting. It was very, very active, you know, typical boy with ADHD. So it was like constantly I was going. I couldn't even take care of myself.
Uh-huh.
And it was hard. I mean, I didn't, you know, I kept thinking I had to be a certain way. Why can't I be calm? And why can't, you know, my kid be calm? Why can't I get my house together?
Kirsten, as a psychologist and not a coach, in your experience working with people, one of the things I know with me is commonly it's difficult for those with ADHD to do things that are repetitive, boring, and routine, and managing
mm-hmm.
laundry and vacuuming and cleaning the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
to me, are those types of things. Kirsten, in your experience, have you seen the same thing?
I have. You know, it's so funny because I've got all these different perspectives as I'm listening to Cheryl, and one of them is, you know, and sympathy with her because I have a son who has ADHD, and I'm a mom, and that's the biggest part of my life, and then I'm, you know, a psychologist and training as a coach. So, you know, yeah, even in my household, Cheryl, you know, I know cleaning the house is one of the lowest priorities, and I don't want anybody to know that. I don't want people to come to my house and realize, like, I can't even clean my house because it just is nauseous to think about doing it. There are a million other things I'd rather be doing.
Yeah, if you would see my closet right now, it's embarrassing. I'm okay about it. I can talk about it. But, you know, I keep saying every day, I got to clean it. But it is so boring for me. And that's part of it, Jeff. It's that not knowing that, you know, some of these mundane tasks are so boring and doesn't stimulate your brain, but you think you should do them, you know, you should, or play with your kids. To me, that was boring when they were little. So I would beat myself up thinking, oh, I should be doing this, and I should to be a good mother. I should be able to sit down and play with my kids, when, in fact, I couldn't, and I didn't know why.
Well,
it affected it affected how I felt about myself.
Well, I love what both of you said, and I also love how you brought play in, because at the end of the day, so many times, I mean, doing these repetitive, boring tasks, it is boring, and those with ADHD, we know, are, you know, they're motivated by things that are more stimulated. So since those things are boring, it's repetitive, it's every single day, it's just really, really hard. And then the guilt that you throw on top of yourself, because it's, I got to imagine when you say it's not easy, I got to understand, what I'm thinking, Cheryl, is you're saying it's so hard for me to do these easy things and I beat myself up, it's just even that much harder because of the pressure.
Yes, yes, you got it. That's exactly right. And also, you know, coming from having ADD your whole life and not knowing it, you're already feeling like, what's wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
You know, so you already have that negative, you know, talk, self-talk. So this just adds more, you know, make you right about it. Like, you are not good. You are a loser. What's wrong with you?
And at the end of the day, a lot of that stuff is kind of boring. And just to jump in, the other thing, too, is sometimes, I mean, think about sitting down and playing chutes and ladders with a 3 or 4 year old who's changing the rules. How I mean, you love your child, but how unstimulating is that?
Totally unstimulating. Totally unstimulating. And it's really unstimulating. And that was the problem when my kids were younger. I could not sit still enough to just sit on the floor and play with them, and God, I felt like an awful mother. What's wrong with me? I should be able to do this. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't have to work. I should love this.
But you love your kids, though, right?
I love my kids. I love them even more now that they're older. and they're also, even when I was older and I was a camp counselor, I like the older kids. I like the interaction, the connection, the games they played.
Well, you know,
it's more stimulating.
What Cheryl's saying makes all the sense to me in the world, because as they get older, you can interact with them more and it's more stimulating. So it's not that you really like them anymore. It's just easier for you to pay attention to because there's more there. I mean, from your professional background, is that making sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense because, you know, they're more independent. They can do more for themselves. So, you know, hopefully as parents we learn to delegate some of those chores to the kids. But we can also do things together. So things that, you know, chores that are boring when you have to do them by yourself can sometimes become much more interesting when you have somebody else to do them, including your children.
Mm. Yeah.
I know that, you know, if I have to do the bathroom by myself, it's probably not going to get done. But one of my children actually thinks it's almost a sport. So if we go in and clean together, then, you know, it takes us a little while, but we have a little bit of fun, and it gets done. So, yeah.
Kirsten, I just want to highlight that. What you just said is brilliant. I do know that when I coach those with ADHD, many times they can't get – they struggle getting repetitive and boring routine things done on their own, but if they have a body double, as they say, professional organizing, or like the child or somebody with them, it's easier for them to accomplish those things in the company of somewhere else, because what's stimulating is not the task. What's stimulating is being in the company of the other person, or what's more motivating to kind of help you get through that. Cheryl, your thoughts on that? Did you find that?
Yeah, totally agree with you. And one of the things that, you know, is so boring to me and so hard for me, and this isn't for everybody that has ADD, because some people are good at organizing. They're great at it. They don't struggle with it. But it was like getting organized, my office organized, or getting, you know, the kids' rooms organized. I had someone come and help me do that, and I used to think that I was weak or I should be able to do it myself. And then as soon as I realized, you know, I can't do this, it's just I'm trying, but I can't, and I got someone as a body double, it was wonderful.
That's
it was wonderful. And it got done.
Yeah, sure. I want to pick up on organization in more detail in a second, because we need to run to a break. Before we do, if anybody's listening to this, particularly a mom out there who's struggling, can identify, is it okay if they email you?
Absolutely.
And your address?
I am absolutely here, yep.
And it's ADDNEW Beginnings, BEGINNINGS at AOL. So again, that's ADDNEW Beginnings@AOL.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio. We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
Train your brain with Brain Train. ADHD impacts grades, relationships, and the quality of life for your kids. Parents now have a new way to improve the lives of their ADHD child without using meds. Brain Train is designed to exercise your child's mind, to train it to work differently and efficiently. Learn how Brain Train can make a change by training your child's brain. Visit Brain Train at www.brain-train-adhd.com for more information today.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We've got Cheryl Greenfield in the house, and we're having a great conversation about what it's really like for many moms out there who stay at home. Before the break, we were talking about just some of the nature of being a housewife and at the same time some of the structures that are there, the repetitive boring tasks and the, to a certain extent, distractibility stuff that's there. Another issue that's a big deal is organization, because as the mom stay at home, I know one of the things that stands out to me is the logistics. You know, you've got to get the groceries. You got to keep the house clean. You got to go. You know, pack. You have all those responsibilities when the kids get older and they're in sports and stuff. It's getting everybody dressed on time, ready to go. Cheryl, do you want to speak to some of the challenges of that?
Just you talking about it gets me a little nervous inside. Yeah, it's overwhelming. That was what it was for me. It was trying to do it all and not realizing that I can't. And I would just totally get overwhelmed. And that's when it really got ugly. That's when I would freak out. Yeah, freak out. Like, really start to yell and have a little temper tantrum here and there. My kids would run away. Thank God they had this wonderful father that was so calm. You know, and then I'd feel bad about it. But it was like it was just reacting to this, all this overwhelming, not knowing why, and then feeling bad. It was just tied into then feeling bad again. Oh, I'm such a crappy mother. So I can't do this.
So what I'm hearing is the organizational stuff, you'd actually just start to scream and yell at everybody?
Yeah, after a while, it would get, you know, you'd want to do everything, and it would get so overwhelming. And then that's when you really, you know, I would lose things, and things would even get more disorganized. So at a certain point, I would react to that and just freak out.
And, you know,
I couldn't handle it anymore. It was just enough.
You know, one of the things that I like to kind of connect the dots here, and you got one of my favorite things to do shows, but, you know, when you get frustrated, or you're overwhelmed, it leads to frustration. You know, we did that show a long time ago with Dr. Barkley about, you know, emotions and ADHD, and it can really leverage yourself. So about the time you get frustrated, since as he describes, ADHD is an issue of self-regulation, and emotions are one of those things that you got to self-regulate, it's easy to see why, if you get frustrated, that emotions can start to go out of control, and you start releasing it through screaming, yelling, and kind of carrying on. From your perspective, Kirsten, do you want to speak to that real quick?
I do. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, especially for women after they've had children, if you have ADHD, you know, that can play into some of the emotional dysregulation. And then it's a high level of stress, especially being a single mom trying to raise two boys. I know at least one of them has ADHD. Cheryl, I can't remember if both of them did. But, and then, you know, I don't know what was going on for you, Cheryl, but I do know that a lot of women, after they've had children, their hormones are sometimes all over the place, in perimenopause or, you know, early menopause or whatever, and that only makes it that much worse. And it can just be maddening because you want to be, again, we go back to, you know, you want to be the perfect mom, you want to be the PTA mom, you want to be, you know, the one who can get down and just say, it's okay, honey, when your kids are freaking out. Sometimes it's just not possible.
Yeah.
Is this ring true for you, Cheryl?
Oh, yeah. And it's definitely, you know, you, and even, like, I could almost feel myself. I knew I was, you know, I would start to get that, like, oh, my God, I'm going to react and get, start to scream. And I couldn't even help myself. I couldn't control it.
And I
knew it was coming on, and I kept thinking, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then it would just happen. So, you know, till I, yeah, that was big. That was.
And I, one of the reasons to do this show is this is the real deal. You have ADHD, and you know, based off of researchers in these types of situations, organization can be a challenge. You get a little frustrated. Emotions go out. That's a self-regulation issue. You really kind of start to scream. You care about your kids. You don't want to do it, but you start to scream, and they all run for cover at that point in time. To me, that's what's real about this, and what I hope as the show, as other moms listen to this, it's what you're going through. You're not the only one out there that's doing this. Other ADHD moms have the same problem. There are ways to deal with some of this, but today's show is to focus and say you're not alone, and the ADD is impacting you here. Cheryl, I got another real sensitive question to ask you, and I haven't spoke about this, so if you're not comfortable or whatever, but I'd actually spoken to a woman one time who almost kind of came on the show, and the gist of it is the boring nature of being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the correlation between ADHD and substance abuse, basically she was, you know, she said it was hard for her not to hit the bottle in the middle of the day, kind of self-medicate. Now, we haven't talked about this, and I'm insinuating, but from your perspective, can you see how that's actually a really easy trap to fall into?
Oh, yeah. We all have our ways of self-medicating. Mine would be, my biggest one, especially when the kids were younger, was I would just run and go shopping. I mean, I thought I liked the shop, but it really made me pretty crazy, but it just distracted me. I did that, and I would eat. So those were my two ways of self-medicating.
Mm. So one of the things that I always say is that if you're not interested in something, you're going to find something else to do. So if you don't want to do the laundry, you know, you might go eat or watch TV because it's more interesting than doing the boring laundry. And so this notion of in the middle of the day, day in and day out, some people might have a propensity to move to self-medicate in terms of maybe drugs or alcohol or whatever during the day because other people might exercise, other people might shop. But bottom line is because of that stuff, it's very easy to fall in that trap to do other things, at least from
Absolutely.
Your perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
And then it just becomes a pattern and you just do it. Even if it doesn't feel good, you just do it. It's sort of, you know, it's like it takes you away from feeling.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then it's sort of a cycle, Jack, because then it comes back to, oh, Christ, you know, I'm out there, I'm shopping, and like, oh, I'm really a bad mother. Like, look at me, I got a babysitter, and I am shopping, and I can't even be with my kids. So it's like a rat race. It's like a circle.
Oh,
you know?
Kirsten, comments in this space?
All I have to say, Cheryl, is ditto. ditto
what, Chris?
One of the things I love that you're doing this for us and for everybody who's listening, Cheryl, is, you know, even me working in the field, whenever I hear another mom talk about how difficult it really is, the emotional roller coaster, the guilt, the feelings of rage, the, you know, trying to get away from it all by shopping or drinking or whatever anybody does, you know, I'm like, I went through a lot of stuff. And at the time, nobody knew what was going on with me. I remember my husband even just being like, oh, yeah, I know you get a little upset. And I'm thinking, and for me, I was screaming my brains out. My kid was peeing his pants because I was freaking him out.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing you talk about this, though, is so important and such a gift because, you know, hopefully other moms are listening and realizing it's not just them. There's a reason for it. And even though it may not be how they want to be, it's not always, it doesn't always feel in, like they can be in control. So hopefully lead them to get
and
help.
And that's why I do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's why I do this. You know, it is hard to really be authentic and share really what goes on. A lot of people don't, you know, aren't comfortable with that. But that is what I think it really helps people to feel like, you know, God, I am not alone. And the other side of it is there's help there, guys, because I have done a lot of work, and you can get to the other side of that. And I have clients that get to the other side of that. But it takes, you know, support and work and, you know, a lot of things. But you don't always have to be stuck like that.
Well, I love what both of you just said. That last interaction is instant. That was perfect for one of the shows. Is for other mothers to go out there and listen to You're Not Alone and identifying Kirsten by saying, hey, you know, you hear that, you can identify and kind of come together. This space is amazing, and I will say is that number one, we've done some other shows. The most important thing is to get the right diagnosis and get the education. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. As Cheryl says, there are things, there's resources out there for to do some stuff, but if you suspect it or whatever, you know, get it, make sure that's what it is so that you can get the information and so that you can begin to learn some coping mechanisms and some strategies and do that. And Cheryl, I need to go to another break, and when I want to come back is, you know, you went through that process, you lived through it and survived, and I'd like to talk to you kind of about what it took from within you in order to kind of get through that and to a particularly to a point right now where your kids are out, they're thriving, you're starting to thrive, and just you know, what was in deep inside of you to do this? Because I know others listening are probably kind of curious of that. So we're going to go to break real quickly. Again, if you would like to get in contact with Cheryl, ask her questions, or even identify with her, I suppose, just go to ADD, NEW Beginnings, BEG INNINGS at AOL.com. And with that, right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I want to apologize. We've had some phone static on different sides that probably is annoying some of people, and we're trying to work our way through those technologies, so bear with us. At the top of the show, we were talking about repetitive, boring things that can be make stay-at-home moms or really stay-at-home dads a challenging position. We talked about being organized and some of those challenges and overwhelming and emotions before the last break. Cheryl, you've gotten through this, and you're out kind of now, and you're kind of thriving. What is it within you that enables you to get through all of this stuff and be where and who you are today?
Wow, that's a big question. But I'll answer it. Yeah, no, because I do know. And that is part of my story and message that I want to get out. So first it was getting educated and getting the right support. And, you know, I got to do a big shout out to my good friend David Gork and Atka and Barbara and everybody there. You know, that education was key, you know, because it led to my awareness. And then, you know, being aware after having the education took me to the next level. And it's work, yes. It's a lot of work. It's not just a pill. It's not just a skill. It's really working from, you know, inside. It's an inside job. And, you know, every day, you know, it's looking at your strengths. It's a lot of things. My God. It's you know, getting the support that you need. It's rewiring your internal negative talk and paying attention to that and knowing that, you know, you're beating yourself up. I do gratitude every morning. I learned how to let go and work, you know, take care of myself and not take a, you know, not be in everybody else's stuff. I mean, it's a lot of things. But, you know, key, it's first getting educated. Just out there, most people are so, you know, unaware of really what ADD is. They have such misconceptions about it. And, you know, even me, who was diagnosed or, you know, sort of got diagnosed with a Josh, and I was on meds and I read and, you know, things, and I went to seminars till I got really educated. That made a difference. I want people to know that.
Two things. One is, is it worth saying, if for all those moms out there, number one, take the pressure off yourself. It's really not doing you any good to beat yourself up over that. Would that be, in your opinion, good advice?
Well, it's good advice, but you got to really get that. You know, that's easier said than done. You know, and I could say that to a client or a friend, but until they get educated, until they do that in internal work, it's sort of like putting all these pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's great to say, but, you know, someone could have said that to me 5 years ago, and it would have made a difference for me.
Well, I have another question for you related to that one. Kirsten,
yes.
I'd like you to think about what the answer is, because I'm coming to you next. But, Cheryl, today your kids are older, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that they remember right now the mess in the kitchen, or do they remember the more fun times that they had with you?
Well, that we laugh about it because they do remember the mess and the screaming, but now they see the difference. See, that's the difference, Jeff. They know it, but we can laugh about it.
Cheryl, I want you to brag about your children, okay, because part of this is, too, the guilt. Like, what am I doing to my children? Am I breaking them? Am I wrecking them for life? I want you to share, if you don't mind, like, how amazing your kids are.
Well, stop it, because you're going to make me cry. They are amazing. I mean, and they're, well, God, don't get me going, like, please.
Your kids have
Cheryl,
own cooking show.
What?
My kids
are great. But my kids also really, I have to tell you, they really, they've done work on themselves and stayed true to themselves. And they're doing what they love to do that makes them feel good, not listening to what everybody else says. And I let go of all that, like, it has to be a certain way for them. And they're just thriving. They have their own cooking show. They cook together. They're doing phenomenal. They're both in great, loving relationships. I mean, you know, all my kids, even my daughters, thrive, you know. So, because I'm like, I worked on me. I let go of them, you know, let them figure it out with support. And, so everybody's good here.
I just wanted to make sure to point that out because, you know, our moments, when, you know, ADHD and life and everything else is overwhelming us, it can feel horrible and we can feel like we're doing horrible damage. But recognizing what's going on, getting help, and really paying attention to what really is going on and working with what you have, you know, we can improve as moms. Our kids can be fine. And beyond find amazing. Your children are amazing. So, you know.
Yeah, and we all mess up. We're all human. We all are, ADD or not, you know. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, what I like about your response was I expected you to say, well, you know, they probably remember the fun times and not the dishes. And you, well, okay, they did. But at the same time, there was I could hear like a chuckle in the back of your tone there, because we did a show about a month ago with Rick Green talking about the impact of humor on ADHD and how it can be a real positive effect, and the fact that you can laugh at it right now is, I think, it's really, really pretty powerful. Which the notion of what is everybody going to remember and take and having some fun in this stuff, all to me goes back to ways to take that pressure off of yourself and say, hey, listen, at the end of the day, nobody's going to necessarily remember the little things. It's the big things. And as long as you love your kids and you do the right things, that's what that overrides itself. And so, Kirsten, I want to give you some space to comment on that. Your thoughts on that?
I think I said my thoughts.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I say one thing? Yeah, this is to me, and this is so funny, but now a lot of things are funny. But when I could sit back now, you know, and look, we could sit back as a family and sit back and enjoy each other and have my kids be proud of me and I'm proud of them. And, you know, we all spent Thanksgiving together and it was wonderful. But one thing that Josh said, he said, I know everything's great. We were sitting at the end of Thanksgiving dinner, and we had like 30 people here, and everybody had left, and we were watching South Park, of all things. And I used to think that was the dumbest show in the world. I couldn't laugh at it, because I was so, like, uptight. And we were all cracking up, because the fact that we could all sit here, and Mom could sit here and laugh at this, this is big.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, it, yeah.
Wow.
So I know, you know, and my, yeah. So I just want, you know, it's possible anybody, believe me, my kids will talk to any one of you and tell you that, you know, it wasn't easy with me, but, you know.
Well, Cheryl, thank you very much for coming on the show. I think a lot of stay-at-home moms and stay-at-home dads, for that matter, listen to the show, will really kind of find identify another one and find this very inspirational. So, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Kristen. Have a good night.
Thanks, Phil.
As always, Kristen, thank you very much. Everybody, if you want to get in contact with Cheryl, it's ADD New Beginnings, BEGINNINGS at AOL.com. With that, everybody, stay tuned for the next edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.
Bye.